Yes, please go. Okay, welcome everyone. I'm sure we'll be joined by a few other people very soon. This is the fourth meeting of the Accessibility Standing Group, and Joel has put the draft agenda into the chat. Do you have any other items you wish to add to the agenda? No? Okay, all right, well, we'll go with that then. So the first item is about the role of a secretary. Now, Kindy hasn't joined us, and we recognize the challenges because he is principally a French speaker. And he wasn't able to do the minutes for the last meeting, where we really just want bullet points with the action items and the key discussion points. So there's a couple of things we can do. One of them is to find other ways to support him. I have reached out before, but I haven't received any response. And we could look at either continuing some sort of support, mainly through Sakari, being another French speaker, or we could change the role slightly, that we could ask someone else, maybe who would like to take on that role. It's not onerous. It's just a matter of picking out the main points, and so that's I think the two options. Judith, you've got your hand up.
Yeah. So one thought I had is a colleague can take the transcript and put it through a Google Translate or something else, and then be able to get down the points that we need. I mean, Kindy.
I think we kind of suggested that before, and it doesn't seem to happen.
Well, maybe someone of us needs to export the other transcript into Word and then give it to him.
I mean, the point of having a secretary is that they kind of do this job and not other
I
people don't
know.
have to.
I know. It was just a thought.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Judith, but I think that the secretary really needs to be at the meeting, and preferably take the main action items at the meeting, because going through a transcript either.
The only thing I can suggest is that we actually just run a doc during the meeting and write down the action items, write down anything that we want to go actually to go into the minutes on the fly. That's the only practical solution. So I think maybe that's what we'll do today. I'll start a doc, okay?
Thank you. That's really appreciated, Jolie. Okay, we'll do that. And next time, if Candy is there, we can work something out. Sakari, did you want
No,
to say
I
something?
have some just pointed to say,
Oh,
like,
Pascal.
I think Gunala, you can talk with the secretary, because that it is very important role for a group like us, because I think almost the pressure is going on you, because this we are not seeing any role of secretary here. So I think you talk with him one to one, how he could be more active and proactive, and how this language barrier could be minimized, because today is the technological error, and I don't think so it is a problem, but he need to be take care of all the things. So please talk with him one to one and try to understand what's his limitation or how we can help him in this regards. But he need to be proactive to make the things solve. Okay.
Yeah, thank you,
And
Vashka.
we expect some mail will come from secretary for reminder, these types of things. And I think there is a specific role of secretary.
Yeah, I mean, the main role of a secretary is to take the minutes and, well, to call meetings, actually, which Jolie and I do between us. I have emailed Kindy and I'll email Kindy again and see if we can either come to some resolution by email or by a WhatsApp call, so that once we have made that contact, then we know what we can do, and then we certainly have a backup of Jolie putting in the just the dot points, which I think is really all that's needed. So yeah, okay, I think that's all we can do for now. So we'll move on to the next agenda item, which is the action plan. And that was a work we all participated in, the action plan and the budget. And thank you to Zakari and Swaran and Judith for their work in finalising that, because that was a major piece of work and incredibly important for us to get moving. So we are waiting now to get more information from Kyle as to the review that's being done by the ISOC team. And we don't have any timeline on that, but we do have a response from Kyle, which I specifically asked because it had to do with the disability leadership training, because we had deadlines, and he provisionally approved that in regard to the disability training course that ISOC is now going to be providing. So I'll go on to talk more about that in the next agenda item. Do you have any questions or anything about that at this stage? Oh, thanks, Jolie. Yeah, there was a lot of work put in to get that, but that's important thinking, because it covers what really we are going to be doing. So there's a lot of good material there.
The one thing I see kind of maybe a need for is just an even briefer summary of the activity plan that can be, you know, glanced on one screen.
Okay,
so I'm going to put that in for my notes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's actually something that maybe Zakari and Swaran could do, because you are both the activity plan officers.
So, I mean, that's just a headline and one line of description under each item. You know, basically that's it.
Yeah.
I think maybe we can also make a list of action. Apart from the summary, we can list the actions in one page or two, so that it can be easily readable.
We don't
have yet a complete planning with that. But we can list the actions for now for clarity.
Yeah, okay. So we've actually
I'm just talking about, you know, this, just kind of these things.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can just use just the heads, just the bullet points.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's basically Jolie doing it now. So, yes. Okay. Yeah. No, that's, I think that's useful because when we start talking more to a range of different groups, then we can quickly refer to that summary saying, okay, these are our main activities, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then it's there in a nutshell. I think that's a really good point.
Yeah. Working with ISOC and their action plan, you know, I'm forced into these constraints where every action that you take, they say, well, what project is this? And you know, fortunately, there's one that's called community engagement in which you could put anything under. So I lump anything I do into that and they give it. But it actually is quite useful to, you know, to have these classifications for your actions and be able to look at that and say, okay, what is the next step in this activity? You know, just on the headlines, just, you know, they just, you know, they almost have acronyms for them, you know, it's like, you know, IWN, Internet Way of Networking, you know, these kind of things. But we should, you know, get used to like manipulating these ideas that are in the action plan and working within them.
Yep. That sounds very good. Jolie, you've already sort of highlighted those main headings we have. Is there something more that you would suggest or for Sakari and Swaran to consider there?
Add something. I'm going to add into project form.
Okay. And who is going to do that?
Well, I would say it's the job of the action plan people, which is,
yeah,
you know.
So, yeah, I agree. And so Zakari Swaran isn't here, I don't think yet. Oh, hold on.
Not yet.
No. Okay. So Zakari, are you clear on what we're asking you to do?
It's basically just remove a bunch of wordage from the action plan.
Kind of a kind of executive summary and a project presentation means
we can look at it easily and say, okay, this is, I, you know, 2 and 3, just like we have an agenda on this meeting. Do you know what I mean? The agenda doesn't, each agenda item isn't explained, but we know where we are within what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's clear.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so if you could just go into that document then, I mean we've got the vision, we've got the mission in conjunction with the let me see, I've just got it here, the mission, the goals, short term goals, and the activities. So an executive summary really would fit.
I'm not sure if an executive summary is. It's more like just something that's a map. Do you know what I mean? That's probably a departing point for, like, you know, without going through all the stuff, you know, the preamble and the this and the that and the description, which can be referred back to. To like know more, you know, see action plan for more detail. So I guess it's just, you know, start just bearing it down to its bones of what are the activities. And then we'll, you know, because at the moment, what we see is, do you see what I mean? What we see is the whole thing with all the meat on it, whereas I just basically want the bare bones so we can start building on that structure rather than...
Yeah, but I mean, the activities for 2022, yeah. So we've got four bullet points with those activities and explanations underneath, and so we draw out those four headings, and where do you suggest we're putting them, and
basically we've got an action plan, so maybe we start an activities document.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay. So we're actually talking about a separate document. We're talking about a different thing than yeah. I thought you were suggesting.
Well, I'm basically talking both, but the reason that I'm asking for it is that I want to be able to look at something which tells me what I'm doing next, kind of thing. Yeah. And which I can look at on one screen and visualize the whole of what's going, you know, in the first place, and visualize the whole of what we're up to. And, you know, I mean, on Wikipedia, on the wiki, this is quite easy to do because every time you add a headline, it makes an index at the top. Do you know what I mean?
Mm, okay.
And in some ways, some things, wiki is actually better than docs. Do you know what I mean?
Because I've started an activity list, actually.
Good.
And that's a later... agenda item, and so we're actually merging here, and you'll find it in the folder that we were going to talk about later on. Not the framework, that's a separate. That's it. So I've just started that. There are things that.
So this is good. If we could, you know, if make the next headline, which is, you know. Activities and take the
well, that's what they all are above that as well.
As defined in the plan.
Yeah, I mean, they all are. Defined in the
okay,
plan.
Okay, well, maybe we'll drop some of that in afterwards, right? So let me get my headlines.
I think that might be the best. I think
my headlines here.
Thing to do.
Okay.
Yes.
So here we go. Got this one.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'll get on with this. You keep talking.
Yeah, we need to move on. Okay, so it looks like Joel is going to take this on after all, so thank you. So I think we can move on then to the next item, which is disability leadership training. And that's been an amazing journey over the last month. And Vashka can, you know, be involved in this discussion too. It started from the Asia Pacific School of Internet Governance, and I've been working with them and pushing them for a little while, and they've had some funds, the Accessibility Standing Group, and now. Involved in a very strong way, and we're going to have the Dhaka, Bangladesh workshop coming up on the 24th to the 27th of June, and that will bring people from India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Nepal. And there's going to be five people in Bangladesh who will be involved in this training. And it's based on the internet governance course run by ISOC. And we're going to discuss how we can do a specific disability training course on internet governance and digital rights. And Satish Babu and myself, Satish is head of the APSIG, have put in a funding submission to the second stage, which is working on in-country workshops in both particular countries I mentioned, plus Afghanistan. And as a tandem to that, I've been negotiating with ISOC and Diplo about an online interactive course on disability training. And I'm delighted that this has come about, absolutely delighted. So ISOC is supporting and funding the costs of the disability leadership training course, and going to deliver it on their platform. And so it's early days, it's very early days. It's just confirmation that they are prepared to do it. So no contracts have been signed or anything like that, but it's full steam ahead. So So that's one part of the action plan that seems to be moving along. Vashka, would you like to add anything to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Julie and all, recently I had a training with, I was trying to engage with the training, fundamental training on internet, IG, with Internet Society. I think the accessibility issues are highly missing. Even they are unable to give me the access to mute and unmute the Zoom, because their system is such a way they have developed, it is create lots of difficulties. So they only allowing chat. So sometimes people with disabilities are not comfortable to write. They need to talk. And materials and platforms are really complicated to learn. So if we could do these types of training course, especially for people with disabilities, it will help a lot. And also the training course, when we are, I'm just exploring, there is nothing much about the disability or accessibility in IZ, current IZ course. So we need to think about that. Also, there is some global commitment, such as UNCRPD or SDG, which are not aligned properly in the course materials. I think if we can win this proposal, then we can develop a very customized course for the people with disabilities. And another issue is like none of the reading materials are supported, videos are supported by sign language. So that's also, or in the training course, there is no sign language facility. So persons with hearing and speech disabilities are highly missing from these types of course. So I think it would be a model course. And thank you, Gunilla, for your effort. And basically, you've done everything. With you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I am very excited about this going to go ahead. And Vashkar has... is going to play a key role in the Dhaka workshop and co-present and lead sessions, and also looking forward to working with Vashkar on the content for the new online course. So there's a lot of work to be done with that, but it should have excellent results. So, yes, all right, so we'll move along. And while Jolie's doing the notes here, could you put in there's an apology from Klaus Huckner, please? Zakari, do you spell your first name Z-A-K-A-R-I or Y? I think it's I, isn't it? Yeah.
I.
Yeah, good, good, good. All right, fine. Okay, so the accessibility framework. This is something that came from the ISOC internal working group on accessibility, and because this year they're going to concentrate on content, making the content accessible, all the online and physical content, and they are working on training modules for staff to ensure that that happens. And I gather that they've been very busy and diverted, so things have been a little bit quiet. But one of the things is to provide an accessibility statement, which came up at the one meeting we had with Andre Coppelin and James Wood. And I'm not sure if they were entirely clear on what this statement was about, but I thought this is an opportunity, and they were keen to hear from us, of course. So this is an opportunity for us to really make a case for what we would like ISOC to be doing to advancing accessibility for persons with disability. And so I've drafted something that I'm keen to get feedback on. I did something similar for ICANN quite a few years ago. So I've used a few of the statements there and changed around a bit. But I'm keen to get your feedback so that we can present something to not only the internal working group on accessibility, but also importantly, to send it to the ISOC Board of Trustees. And this should be done before Mohamed Shabir finishes his 1 year term as a board member, because then he has an opportunity to talk to it and so forth. So I would encourage everyone, please, to have a look at it, make comments, and then I would send it to the to Andre Coppelin, of course, and also the Board of Trustees. So it needs to be completed and sent before the 6th of June. So that means if I could have your feedback, I'd appreciate it by, well, Monday is actually the 6th of June. So if you could give feedback in the next day, is that possible for everyone, do you think? Is Judith there? Yeah, Judith's there. Judith's walking, so I'm not sure if she's hearing us. Anyone else?
Yeah, I hear you.
Thank you. Good. Okay.
Yeah, I think we can have a look on it before Saturday.
Yeah. So Jolie, it's required by Saturday, please.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Appreciate that, because this could be a real, well, it's a framework, so it's a really important document to present to ISOC. So we should really try and make sure we cover things off. We can't go into every tiny detail. It should be relatively high level, but yeah. So Saturday is the 4th of June. Okay, so next is the IGF workshop proposals, and we need to consider putting in workshop proposals, because that's a key way to present the accessibility case in a number of different ways, and it's been very encouraging. We've had a few people showing interest I had talked to Klaus Hoechner about doing a proposal on AI and accessibility, because that's something he has worked on. And to do a particular technology and accessibility means we're moving away from just talking generally about accessibility. And I think that is what would be interesting. I organized a workshop at IGF about 4 or 5 years ago on IoT and accessibility, and we had Vint Cerf, we had a person from the European Commission, and a number of other people, and it was a very interesting session. So Klaus has agreed to organize this together with African representatives of Google and Microsoft. Klaus was last week in Kenya at an Inclusive Africa conference, and so it's really good to make those connections in Africa, especially because the IGF is going to be in Ethiopia this year in late November, early December. So I think that one I'll just leave with Klaus and just check in, see how it's going. Then we have, I've been contacted by Ginger Paik at Diplo, who is keen to co-organize a workshop proposal with me and BSG, of course. And the obvious topic there is disability leadership training, because that's what Diplo is going to be working on, and so just thinking aloud here, it's something that Ginger and I could be co-organizers, but to have a cross-section of people, it might be Vashka, Satish could be speakers, and also Esther Keone from Kenya, who is the ISOC manager of learning at ISOC. So
how do you spell that?
Esther, E-S-T-H.
Oh, Esther, okay.
Yeah, and her last, okay, just keep the first name then. And Satish is S-A-T-I-S-H.
Yeah, okay, Satish Babu, yeah.
Yeah, you know him, yeah.
Okay.
So they're sort of how that particular workshop proposal could go. Now there's a third one, which I'm keen to discuss, and that's an initiative from Ghana and Ose Kagya, who Judith has been supporting, OSEI.
Yeah, his name was Kagya.
That's one of the first name. What's the first name?
That's his first name.
Yeah, sorry, that's right. Yes, Judith's right. Kagya is his first name.
He's from Ghana? Or is it a he? Kagya.
Kagyah.
Yeah, but is it a he? We couldn't figure it out.
No, it's a he. I checked him on LinkedIn, and also he was successful. I think I'm nearly 100% certain that he was successful in getting DCAD funding for broadband support at the last.
Oh, but he was the one who was the ISOC. He was the one, I think he was the ISOC fellow or whatever. Anyway, yeah, I've been working with him.
What's the name of this workshop?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot what it is. He sent it around the DCAD list. I have a copy. I'll send it to the Google link.
What's the name of the proposed workshop?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
I've got it. He had a name. Let me just quickly find that. What he wanted to do, it seems like he's already got some ideas together.
Yeah, he has a whole proposal ready. And he has a whole proposal ready, and then he has a couple of speakers already.
Okay. So, the title is "Or Building Capabilities of PWDs in a Connected World." And honestly, I find PWDs is not accepted in a number of regions.
I don't like it either. Yeah, no. I don't like it either. But that's what it is.
Well, we could possibly ask him if he wished to change that.
That's no problem.
In a developing world?
No, in a connected world.
A connected world?
In a connected world. Jolly, I'll send you the link shortly.
I'm just having to type it in now.
He has Shabir as a speaker, as well as some other people as well.
Oh, okay. So he's already found good people then.
Yeah, I've been pushing him, and I suggested that he write it to the listservs, and then he got some responses.
Okay, got it.
So, okay. I've been, and I told him. I also educated him on how to do it. That you need to register at the IGF, you need to fill out the form, and then all your speakers need to be registered as experts.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So you're co-organizing with him, are you, Judith?
I guess so.
That's great. That's really good. I've put in the chat the heading and what he wants to cover, which is
I don't see it in the chat.
Beg your pardon?
I don't see it in the chat.
That's because.
Did you hit enter? There you go.
Okay. So Judith, then, has he got the speakers he needs?
I think he only has two speakers.
And one is Shabir, and who is the other one?
I forgot.
Okay. So he would need someone from the Caribbean or Latin America if he's already covered Asia Pacific. Because I saw he put this on the DCAD list. And
right, I had them suggest that. And I also suggested him too. I also suggested that he post to the DCAD and post to all the lists to get people.
Is DCAD planning a session?
We have a DCAD has a DC session, but as you know, the whole thing is falling apart.
Somehow it's been going past me. I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah. I suggested that he put his session to be a DCAD session so that we could, because DCAD has no session. But as usual, Jerry's being a strepurist, whatever. I've been, Andrea, we're not going to talk about this.
But we're not going to talk about DCAD at this meeting. That's a whole different story. Yes. So, I think that the way Osei is putting this together, he's keen. He wants to do something well. And let's just keep it as a workshop proposal without DCAD. And so if he's got the speakers he needs, great. But I noted in DCAD, in the DCAD list, that Rakesh Chand from Fiji had put his hand up too. So it's a matter of, if Jude, if you want to mention, if he needs someone, it's good to have someone from the Pacific as well as from Asia.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So Rakesh, I know Rakesh from years ago, and he can speak a lot. So
could you send me his contact information?
Yeah, you'll see it in the DCAD list. It's his email address there.
I didn't see it. That's why I.
Well, okay.
Oh, maybe this is Rakesh Chand. Rakesh. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. That'd be good. So if you are working with Kaguya on that. That is excellent.
I'm just hopping away to refill my coffee cup. I'll be right back.
Right. And then maybe if maybe we can get someone from Western Europe, or from WEAG or Latin America to fill it out.
Yeah, well, it needs someone from Latin America. It depends on who he's got confirmed. I'll leave that with you, Judith, to work with him because you already know him, right?
No, I never met him.
Okay, but you've connected with him.
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
No, yeah. You haven't.
Okay.
Okay, so now that's great, and that means that the standing group have at least two workshop proposals to the IGF with Kaguya's that I think he is initiating it, so it should be an African initiative, and I totally applaud that. Okay. Any other comments about that? No? All right. So moving along, what's the time? Oh, we're doing all right.
I have to get them to maybe get some Africans on there too.
On which one?
On Kaguya's. Is he going to speak on it?
Well, I presume so. He's the organizer. Okay. So he might be moderator. So I think that's fine, but I'll leave the African part to him because
we have people in South America.
We do have.
Yeah, I know from when from the lists that we've got for the accessibility SIG that there were quite a bunch of people from South America, a couple of which, one of whom,
yes,
we actually said we should have this person talk.
Yes, but I don't remember who it was.
Do you mean Ferdinand Botelho? I think maybe. He's moved to the US, actually. He was
But Ferdinand is working for UNESCO now, I think.
Yeah, and I think he's based in the US. He's Brazilian.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Okay, I just want to ask Zakari, because IGF is going to be in Africa and you're in Northern Africa, is there any disability organization or anybody you could think of from Morocco or somewhere in Northern Africa that you could suggest to us, Kaguya?
No, I don't see anyone. But I will ask. I'm sure that here in Morocco there is no one.
There must be.
Oh, you know, there are people in Uganda. Do you want to get someone from Uganda?
Well, look, I really think that sure. If there is someone that Kaguya isn't connected with,
I don't know. I remember they were looking to help to do a program with us. Oh, you know who? Latin America, Barbados. I think June has some work people there in Barbados with the disability community.
Yeah, and Deirdre Williams is very well connected in the Caribbean.
Yeah, but I just would go to June better.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I think we, yeah, I mean, all right. So there's Fernando Battaglio, and All right. Well, look, I think that we can do this offline, really. You know, maybe you can just work through, you know, Jolie's got all the access to the members there to see if there's anyone. Okay. All right. I think what is encouraging is that we've got three strong possibilities of workshop proposals, and obviously we
like,
all know.
I like this guy, Ariel, okay. Barbosa. His address is ADC, right? So he's ADC.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
His look at him. Bob Kent on board an implementation of WCAG 2.0 with government entities in Colombia. I mean, how much better than that can you get? He's been to the IGF. Oh, yeah. So, all right, there you go. Ariel Barbosa.
Okay. Okay, so, Judith, if you wanted to...
can you email that to me?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll get him. I'll introduce him and see if he wants to join.
Okay.
Hmm. That sounds excellent. All right.
And you know, also who might also know other people, if he does, if it's, this guy doesn't work, is our friend who works at the Colombian IGF, who's very interested in disability issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blanking on his name.
All right.
Okay, he's the one, I think he was on the Mac.
Oh.
Julian, his name is.
Okay, I'll leave that to you to work out, but I think Ariel Barbosa is a really good start. And if you connect him to Kaguya, but find out how Kaguya's going first, of course, to see if he's
right.
You know, he's got enough speakers. All right, I think we can move on to agenda item 6, which is the logo color, and Jolie supplied. From the ISOC repository, a range of different logo colors, and this came about because in the Dhaka workshop, there's going to be a big backdrop, and the accessibility standing group will have its name and logo there as I have to say informal partner, because we can't be formal partners. Then, you know, it's a matter of deciding on a color. And so I shared the list, the different images with the organizer in Dhaka.
And, I mean, the point of the range of colors is that people have a choice according to whatever works in any situation.
Yeah. No, that I agree. And so I suggested if it's a light background, a dark blue or a teal color is great. But why I'm asking us for a decision here is that when we do, hopefully we'll get funding for the business cards and for other material where we need to have a standard for our...
Okay. If you want me to pick one, I'll pick this one.
Which one?
It's the blue with purple. Okay. See it?
Now, hold on. I've got something in the way here, so I'll just move that. Oh, that one. Why are you choosing that one, Jolie?
Because it's not all the same color and it's got good contrast.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of use purple as my disability color. Don't ask me why, but I do.
Okay. Yeah. And it's interesting because the way that color is rendering for me is like it's a dark red. It's not purple.
And so
the one that stands out are two different blues. The bottom left, that's the one. Yeah. And then
in terms of chapters, that is the most popular color combination.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's the one we used previously on the cards before, right. I think.
Yes. It was another.
You know, you get into all kinds of things when you get into CMYK versus
RGB. I don't think we need to get too detailed, but I think if we just have one that is the preferred one, and then of course based on the background and so forth, then we can obviously adjust according to what's appropriate. So I'm sorry, Vashka, for talking about all this, but you just need to sort it. So how do others think of the one there that that Jolie is ticked? And Jolie explained that the checkerboard background is just to indicate that it's transparent for whatever the background is.
So are we going with purple or blue?
Well, that's a decision. And you know, I looked at colorblindness, and often the blue, depending on the background, of course, but it's easier for people who have most sort of color blindness.
So it doesn't show you it on a white, you know, because it shows you it on the, you know, you have to go back to the that's the standard.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't hear any dissenting voices. So shall we go with that one then?
Okay.
All right, fine. So the last agenda item is the activity list. And that's really something we've already talked about, and Jolie's sort of got that going, which is great. And I just ask everyone, when there is an event that you attend on behalf of a standing group, or you have a Zoom call on behalf of a standing group, if you could enter that there in the activity list, because later on we're going to be needing to report on our activities, and it is so much easier if we do it as we go along. So it's there now, and we can just dip into it as soon as we've done something. Okay. Any other comments about that?
I'm behind on the agenda. What was this agenda item?
Activity list. And that was just to request the leadership team if they participate in a meeting, do a presentation on behalf of the standing group, to put it in that activity list as soon as possible, so that we can use that for future reporting.
The webcast activity I do in partnership with A11Y groups, that is not an SG activity.
No, okay.
But that's the accessibility SIG activity that you usually put in.
Yeah,
okay. All right, so we don't have any other business except to say that the next meeting is 7th of July. It'll be 5 weeks instead of 4 weeks at 11 100 UTC, which will be good for a few other people, except for Judith and Jolie.
It's fine.
Okay, thank you. All right. Anything else? I am delighted. It's on the top of the hour. Anything else before we finish today?
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Great. All right. Anything from Zachary? No?
No, I'm great.
You. Thank you very much. Always great.
Wonderful. Yes. Hey, that's so good. So good.
What time is it, Zachary? What time is it there?
It's 1 a.m.
Oh, dear. Oh, thank you. It's so hard with all these time zones. So we do as best we can. All right. Yeah, we're probably going to get good news.
We already have minutes. Look at that.
Yeah, thank you. Wonderful. Hey.
Thank you, Jolie. Thank you.
That great is job. Fantastic. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Uh-huh. Thank you. And we'll be talking online next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.